Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. I'm Brady Safranik, and joining me this morning with the Buffalo Downtown Association, with the BDA Board, Laura Harmon, and the new director of the BDA, John Cordonnier. Guys, thank you for taking the time today.
Thank you, Brady. You're
welcome.
Absolutely. And John, we'll start with you here. You're the new director over here at the Buffalo Downtown Association. Let's talk a little bit about John the Man. Where are you from?
Well, thanks for putting it that way, John the Man. I'm from Colorado Springs.
Okay.
Colorado, so don't hold that against me. But I've actually been coming here for about 28 years. My mother and father-in-law moved here back 1989. So I've been coming here a long time, familiar with the area, but we just moved here 3 weeks ago. So new resident.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, and it's I'm sure having visited here for 28 years, you experienced some of the beautiful areas around here, the mountains, the lakes, the streams, all that stuff.
Yes. I mean, if you like outdoor recreation, this is the place to be. I mean, you get told that all the time.
Yeah.
The town of Buffalo is something to really behold as well, you know, because there's just so much charm there, and it's been a small town, and with all the surroundings, it's just a great place to live. My wife and I are really enjoying it so far.
Absolutely. And what attracted you to the director position here at the BDA?
Well, one of the things that my wife and I decided when we were going to move here to Buffalo was to get involved in the community. My father-in-law passed away here a couple of years ago, so we came here we quit our jobs, basically retired, to take care of mom and take care of the ranch and that, but then decided that we really wanted to be involved in the community, and the position became available. Thought it would be a great place to use the experience that I have in finance and in insurance and businesses as well. So it was a good way to put me into the community with in a professional type of manner, if you will.
Sure. And the it's a good position to have, especially in a town like Buffalo, because you've got the downtown. It's very historic. Mm-hmm. and very beautiful, and there's, you know, certain things they've added here recently to help make it look nice, like you have the Crazy Woman Square, which is a very nice spot that's utilized quite a bit by the town. You've got just recently when they finished the I think it's the Lobin Street project, and then they did the over by the creek there, the little walkway, they've got some street lamps. It looks real nice, and I'm sure you're just looking to kind of continue that and make sure that a place like the Buffalo Downtown Association has hold of what goes on in downtown, or at least a little bit, to make sure that when things go up new, that they fit in.
Exactly. You know, there's been successes with the Buffalo Downtown Association, and we want to continue with that, obviously. We want to make sure that we get volunteers, leaders within the community, whether it be with the city, the county, but certainly the business leaders and business owners in the downtown district, because that's where Buffalo Downtown Association has the responsibility of, with historic preservation and really creating a vibrant community that where people want to hang out, if you will, and spend dollars too. I mean, that's important to business. So those are all things that we have targeted to do. Getting involved with different organizations, with some collaborative efforts, because you can't be a man of an island to yourself. You have to get other people involved with big projects that really affect an entire community. So that's something that we're going to be talking about with the board and myself as the executive director, and continuing and improving on.
Yeah, and you're talking about wanting people to want to spend dollars downtown, and especially tourists as they roll through this area in the summertime, because we get a lot of tourists coming through. And one of the things you mentioned earlier was one of the words you used was the charm of downtown. And when your downtown looks charming, sometimes that can attract people, and attracting those tourists does attract those dollars.
Yeah, we've actually talked just in the last couple of weeks, because that's how long I've been in the job so far, but talking with the board and talking with other people people and leaders in the community. It's, you know, people come into town and make that turn at Main Street and Fort to go over the mountain. When they look down Main Street, you're absolutely correct. Seeing that charm drawing them into Main Street and the downtown businesses there is very important.
Yeah, and that's why it's important to have, like, the BDA. I know, you know, some people around town say, wonder if the BDA and the Chamber of Commerce are sort of, you know, the same thing or do a lot of the same things, but that's not exactly true, is it?
No, it's not exactly true. However, there can be, as I said earlier, collaborative effort between those organizations. I mean, Mark Smith, the director of the chamber, and myself, as well as Dave Simonson, the director of JOCO First. I've just met with him. We have we've really come or will come together, meeting on a regular basis, as well as with the city and the county, to work on projects collectively. That's really important because each one of us have different areas and expertise and skills that we need to put together so that we can do the things that will benefit the community and the residents of Buffalo.
And John, you mentioned that you know, you've been on the job a couple of weeks. Where are you at right now? Still just kind of getting acclimated with everything?
Yes, yeah, I am. Yeah, I've done a lot of reading. Obviously, getting up to speed on not only the Downtown Association itself, but we're part of a bigger organization, National Main Street Center, and with the Wyoming Main Street. So it's not just the Buffalo Downtown Association. We're within an organization that has a vast community. In fact, we're going to the Main Street Now conference the end of March, where we'll be able to collaborate and also just be able to grab ideas from other communities, because there's over 2,000 communities since 1980 that has actually been involved with Main Street revitalization. So it's not just the Buffalo Downtown Association or even the Wyoming Main Street. It's a national program. It's a national effort that we can also, just from the small town of Buffalo, draw from that expertise and that knowledge and other communities that are doing the same thing, so that we don't have to reinvent the wheel, but just potentially improve on what maybe they've done and take some of their ideas.
Sure. So those are the benefits of being with those Main Street groups, is basically getting ideas, finding out what has worked other places, and then deciding whether or not that's the right fit here.
That's right. That's key. Okay. As well as just getting people involved in the community. It's going to be one of my and the board's targets, if you will, or focuses over the next couple of months, is to really start to put together the leadership within downtown Buffalo, and get their ideas of where they see Buffalo needs to move to, next steps, if you will, things of that nature. Because like I said earlier, you can't be a man of just an island, or just a man by yourself. You've got to involve others, and there's no better way to do that than the community, through volunteers and through the leadership within downtown Buffalo and Buffalo as a whole.
And I think you'll find, if you haven't already, that the town of Buffalo loves their town and
oh,
loves downtown and everything about it.
Yes. I mean, I can't tell you, Brady, how many people I have met over the last couple of weeks. Don't quiz me on the names because I can't remember them all. It's been refreshing. Really, it really has been refreshing just to see and hear people talk about the town of Buffalo. It's something that you don't get in a big city. You know, and Colorado Springs is not certainly a big city, but it's grown tremendously in the 28 years that my wife and I lived there. It was a small town, and we saw it grow to a sprawling town that just has its problems, obviously, because of that. But here, it's just so nice. My wife and I both have been so welcomed with smiles and good wishes, and excited to have us here. As I've been thrown into this position, and it's exciting. It really is.
Absolutely. And we also have Laura Harmon here with the BDA board. And Laura, we'll just bring you in here for a moment and kind of talk about the board's decision to bring John on board and kind of what put him over the top.
Well, we put out the call for the director and also for an intern to help out with that position. oh, I don't know, I suppose about 6 weeks ago, and it seems like it was in January. And we got several very good applicants. So we did have a lot of interest, and that was awesome. And what we did was we asked some other partners in the community, one city council person, so different people, business owners that are not necessarily on the board, to also look over the resumes and give their input so that we could, you know, kind of narrow it down. And it wasn't just our board, because our board is fairly new. I mean, most of us have not been on there more than a year.
Okay.
So we really needed to get some input from people that have had more experience with the Main Street and the Crazy Woman Square development and so forth. And so that worked out really well. And then there were the interviews, and John, he shined through.
Yeah,
really.
He seems
and
to
we're
speak
just,
pretty well.
Yeah, he really did. Yeah, we're very, very pleased. And just listening, sitting here listening, I'm just, he's doing everything that we thought in just getting educated and starting out from the beginning, and really not trying to just jump in and start,
yeah,
and take, you know,
over
doing some big new project without knowing what the basis of the organization is.
Well, that's got to be good to hear, John. They like you so far.
That's always good to hear, Brady.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd hate to start a job and somebody not like you. Yeah. That's for sure. You know, and I'll have to admit that I sent in my resume on the very last day that you could send in resumes.
Okay.
So, yeah, that it's so far. It's been great. Like I said, I've had a great reception from a lot of different people and leaders in the community, and I'm really excited and looking forward to working on behalf of the downtown business owners and, you know, having some measurable goals that we can achieve and that will make a difference to the community.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. And I think Buffalo's looking forward to it as well. John, I'm sure we'll have you on here plenty moving forward here,
yes,
on the
sir.
Show, and we're looking forward to that. Again, talking with John Cordonaire and Laura Harmon with BDA. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thank you.
This is Community Speaks, being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. You've got Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.